This is me in February 2024, bench pressing 275 pounds 5 times. Yes, I struggled in my last rep, but this is a long way from where I was a year ago and even a longer way from a few years ago. And the more I thought about it during my workouts, the more I realized how much exercise and really saving money kind of go together. Allow me to explain, because whether you are beginning this journey to financial independence or have been doing this for 10, 20, 30 plus years, there are 5 important lessons from exercising that all of us can apply to saving money that will continue to help us build the kind of wealth that we want. Let's start with the first lesson, and that is that we all start at zero. With fitness, whether it's a long distance sport or powerlifting, you have to start wherever you are. No one just all of a sudden completes a 26.2 mile race in 2 to 3 hours or bench presses 300 to 400 pounds on their first day of lifting. And the same goes with finances. Unless you've got some inheritance or you're what my generation would call a trust fund baby, most of us start from zero financially, and even then, you still need to learn to manage that inheritance the right way, or you can lose it all so fast. I ran cross country in high school, and I remember running 2 miles in 15 minutes my freshman year with the JV team, and by my senior year, I was running 3.1 miles in 17 minutes with the varsity team, and I was part of that top 5 on the team that got to go to championship meets. Starting at zero is not a bad place, because that's your opportunity to build the foundation the right way. I remember getting a credit card at 18 with no real job to pay for the charges that were adding up while I was in college. I graduated with $40,000 in student loan debt that I eventually paid off. So if you think about it, from 18 to 25, I personally was actually in the negative. It's okay to start at zero or negative, but you've got to take action to get yourself moving to the positive side of wealth. The next lesson that I want to share is around consistency. Making progress with health and personal fitness depends heavily on how consistent you can be. Since coming back to working out in 2023, there have been days where I just didn't have it in me to do a 45-minute leg day workout, but I know if I miss a day here or there, I'm only delaying my progress. Staying with it every day is important to growth and success. It doesn't matter if it's health and fitness or your money. If you're not maintaining a level of consistency with all the different aspects of personal finance, then you're not going to make progress on your journey to financial independence. And let me tell you how I stay focused on what I call the 4 F's: faith, family, fitness, and finances. Consistent growth in these 4 areas of my life are important, and each day I try to prioritize spending time doing what I need to do to strengthen the faith, family, fitness, and finance parts of my life, because these are interconnected, and when one suffers, it typically means the others are also suffering. So if I can continue to focus on these 4 areas of my life, they all rise up together. Next is one of my favorite mantras, and that is no pain, no gain. As I'm learning more about weightlifting and bodybuilding and how you really got to push your muscles just a bit more to grow is something that I've seen with our journey to financial independence. When my wife and I were focused on getting out of debt, we sacrificed a bit of enjoyment along the way, and seeing our hard-earned money primarily go to our student loans, car notes, and credit card debt was hard at first, but it was necessary. If we wanted to come out of a negative net worth and get those gains, this is what we needed to do. When you're working out, the recovery is never easy, but I would say that pain is a sign of progress. You're headed in the right direction, or you may have injured something bad and probably will want to consult with a doctor. Nonetheless, there is some truth to the mantra of no pain, no gain, in the sense that in order to make progress with your fitness, with your health, with, you know, your finances, you have to be willing to push yourself to limits to do things that you may have otherwise not thought you could do in order to get those gains, those financial gains and those fitness gains. I'm talking about those muscle gains for all my bodybuilders and weightlifters out there. And for those of you with experience building muscle and building strength, I do have a personal goal to bench press 385 pounds. Let me know in the comment section below for any tips, strategies that you might have to help me achieve this goal by the end of this year. Number 4, very important, don't skip leg day. Something I've been better about this time around with my workouts is working out my lower body, but you don't want to skip leg day. Like I mentioned, I used to run cross country way back in the day in high school, so I've had some decent leg strength over the years, but I've taken for granted days that I should have been working out my legs instead of slacking off. Again, it's okay because I am now targeting the different parts of my body. And I'll be honest, I've come around to having some excitement and looking forward to leg day. What I have learned with fitness is you can't just have push and pull days throughout the week and have no days dedicated to legs. You're not going to look right. If you work out your legs, that will only help develop strength in the other areas of your body. So there are collateral benefits to not skipping leg day. So in addition to saving money, yes, you cannot afford to neglect budgeting, investing, tax and estate planning, and in some cases, giving, because all these different areas of personal finance are important and interconnected. Taking time to focus on these different areas of personal finance can only have what I believe is a positive influence in all the other areas. So don't skip leg day, especially my Ethiopian and Eritrean brothers. Come on, we got this. Now, a lot of us, including me, would rather figure things out on our own at the gym. It's kind of how we get in trouble sometimes, and when you're bench pressing, that bar does not go up. We try to do trial and error almost. But what I've realized for myself and maybe for you is that progress can end up taking more time than you can afford. Many times it's worth paying for a fitness course, getting training, buying a book related to health or fitness, or just asking somebody at the gym who might be a little bit stronger than you what they do, what is their strategy, how did they get to where they are. And the same goes with your finances. There are so many great resources out there, both free and paid, and I'll list some of those that I like in the description below. But a couple of my favorites are the Choose FI podcast and, yes, a man named Dave Ramsey. I took the Financial Peace University online course, which was worth it for me at the time because I was someone who just needed to get the right foundation to address our mountain of debt and build wealth. And guess what? I'm still reading personal finance books and listening to podcasts. And on the other side, for my health and fitness, I'm now following a few fitness YouTubers who focus on natural strength building without gear. And that's something you'll learn more of. You're going to find strategies you agree with and disagree with, whether it's fitness or finance. So it's on you to figure out what works best for you and your unique situation. Just like we say, personal finance is personal. Now, just as important, you want to avoid money traps and bad financial habits that will keep you from building wealth. The video on the screen will reveal 7 money habits that are keeping you poor. Click on it and I'll see you over there. Peace.